My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Just a few weeks ago, I was asking Grant McCauley about Sean Murphy. He said, don't panic. It's been a long season for him. Well, he hits the tying home run with two outs in the ninth. It was a big knock last night. And Grant, this is the Sean Murphy we're going to need moving forward, right?
Yeah, it is. And when you think about it, you know, long season for him, it's been long in ways that he has wished that it wasn't, like a long stay on the injured list that really derailed all of the work he did in spring training to get himself ready for the season. Then he gets hurt in his, third or fourth plate appearance of the year and has to sit out for 2 months. So it's taken a while for him to get going, and I think it's understandable in some ways. There's a lot of things he does behind the plate with the pitching staff that's also worth pointing out. But this is an all-star capable of hitting 20 homers and OPSing 800 or better. The Braves need those kind of guys to show up, and getting Sean Murphy going would do a lot for what has been an incredibly rough ride from 6 through 9 in the batting order. So the bottom four spots, I talked about this on From the Diamond, and through Sunday, coming into Sunday, that group, 6 through 9 in the order, batting .216 with only 28 home runs and 1,250 plate appearances or at-bats. That's pretty rough from the bottom of the order, to put it lightly. Mm-hmm. They need guys like Sean Murphy to get going. Yeah, I mean, we were living in the 7-8-9. We had one of the best 7-8-9 combos the last couple of years in baseball. Grant, we saw that A.J. Smith-Shawver is back from his rehab assignment. That means that Elder goes back down. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I thought there were some good things to see from Elder. You know, he only gave up four hits. It just seems like by the third time the lineup sees him, it's like, where's the plan C? I mean, what's the long-term future for Bryce Elder? Yeah, I still think Bryce, you know, has a role here. I mean, is it going to be eventually kind of lock it down, one of those spots, really the fifth spot in the rotation? I could still see that as perfectly possible. When he got in trouble last night, there were a couple of hits that were just absolutely the best batted ball luck Arizona could find. He dropped one just out of the reach of Arcia in front of Eddie Rosario to start that inning, Perdomo did. And then an opposite field single through what was the shifting that the Braves were doing on that side that was just well-placed. And he really didn't get in a ton of hard-hit trouble, I guess, in that final inning. So there was a lot I would take out of it that I liked. I thought the slider looked really good, and I still think that you need this kind of depth organizationally to be able to do the kind of things the Braves have with their rotation, which includes being able to get extra days for guys like Reynaldo Lopez and Chris Sale, who, as you might have noticed, got bumped back a day so that Bryce Elder could come in and shoulder that load for the Braves on a day they end up winning. So now I almost feel like you're kind of playing with house money here early, because you won the Bryce Elder start. Now you get to send Chris Sale out there and see if you can go ahead and get nothing worse than a split of the series in Arizona.
Do we discount Matt Olson's defense? I mean, that play in the sixth inning last night was huge, man. I don't know if we talk about his defense enough.
You know, I posted early this morning on X when I just saw that play and had to kind of relive it for a moment, and I just thought, who in the world makes a play like that? Now, it's one of the heads-up baseball plays that you'll see, but just knowing that, hey, if I dive and catch this ball, because we need the out, we want to get out of trouble, but somebody could tag and conceivably come home and add another run to Arizona's lead. The fact that he had the awareness and the ability to essentially throw from his stomach to home plate, and you know, you could also probably look at Jock Peterson and say maybe not the best base running there, but either way, the awareness by Matt Olson, we should be talking about that. I do think that there have been times where he has not looked like a Gold Glover, but I think there have been other times where maybe we don't really recognize how good this guy is, how consistent he can be, because every once in a while the error is the thing you point out. Well, now, here lately, that behind the legs play that he made right in the final game at home as well, he's made a couple of nice ones this week, so it's been fun to see that.
Yeah, that's one that I don't remember seeing a guy do that at first base, man, go between the legs
no.
like that. It's our man Grant McCauley, guys. G-Mac is talking about the Bravos. Yeah, man, the Phillies are off, so 7.5 behind are we right now. It just seems like, I know we've discussed this a lot, but keeping your head above water and just waiting to see the kind of move that Alex will be able to pull off. What would you do to the bullpen at the trade deadline? What do you think has to do? What needs tweaking?
I don't know that there's a lot that they really have to do for that group, because I feel like everybody has performed. They've got a lot of depth. They've got righties and lefties this year. Remember last year, it was, can we please get another southpaw to go with AJ Minter, because it seemed like he was just getting used up an awful lot. Every time you needed to really rely on a lefty reliever, he was the only one that you had there. So I think that with the job Iglesias has done, how good Joe Jimenez has looked, Minter and Pierce Johnson have been very good. Jesse Chavez is doing his thing. Dylan Lee, who I know got optioned out but will be back, has been a big part of the resurgence in that Braves bullpen. And once again, the great story that is Grant Holmes coming in last night and giving the Braves some length in a game that they ended up winning, not letting it get out of hand. I thought that was an important appearance. I know he got in some trouble. I know some of the runs that he allowed were charged to Bryce Elder, but then he was able to give you some length, and you needed that out of the bullpen last night. So to make a long story short, I know you could look for another reliever. Everybody will be looking for relievers, but I feel like for the first time in a long time, knock on wood, the Braves really don't have to make a move there if they don't want to.
It is Grant McCauley, guys, talking about our Braves. They're back in action tonight. Sale got pushed back, as he mentioned. He'll be on the hill facing Arizona, which is a very good club. Eddie Rosario, man, we mentioned this. I mean, I didn't expect him up as quickly. I really didn't. I thought they might leave him down there, let him get some work in, feel better about it. But they trust him, don't they? Because he gets off the plane and immediately has a base knock.
Yeah, a base knock that started the rally in the ninth inning before the Murphy homer that got the Braves back into that game. So, welcome back Eddie Rosario, and being right in the middle of something good for the Braves, which he's done in Arizona before, and we obviously know the kind of things that he did on a bigger stage. But I think that with where the Braves were at this point, and this is something obviously, injury has changed Atlanta's plan in the outfield drastically with no more Ronald Acuna Jr. Michael Harris, who I did talk to this past week, said that sprinting is the next thing for him. He's expecting to do that soon, but he's still not coming back until the second half of the season. And then you try to figure out, outside of Jared Kelnick, what does the rest of the outfield look like? Duvall starting to show signs of life, but they brought over Brian Anderson and Ramon Laureano. They both have been injured or unhealthy and unable to play. And then you end up with just the minor league journeymen like Forrest Wall and Eli White, who, they could be there as like that sixth outfielder, pinch runner, defensive replacement, but every day at bats, that's something you had to do something about. And I feel like Eddie Rosario was a nice fit for that. I know he struggled this year, hasn't looked like the same player he was even a year ago, but familiar surroundings, good clubhouse, and he's proud of being a Brave. That's the first thing he said when he talked to reporters yesterday. And I think people love hearing that and love seeing that. And obviously, Eddie was able to help the Braves out in his first day back in a Braves uniform.
It is Grant McCauley talking about the Bravos on the late night tonight out there on the West Coast time, although in Arizona.
A lot of those.
Grant, I know San Diego, you had three after the we got three more with Diamondbacks and three in San Diego. I know I've joked around with you about it, but in all seriousness, we just talked about the 7, 8, 9 spots and trying to find some spark and not trying to break the bank, because, we got to figure out how you address the outfield and not have it like a log jam for next season. What about Nacho Alvarez bringing him up?
And Nacho!
You did it, not me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to have a serious conversation.
I'm sorry.
It's hard not to do that, though.
Who are you talking about?
Nacho!
Nacho!
I mean, Nacho ready. But right. When did they bring Nacho up? Because Arcia has been meh at the plate.
I'm kind of interested to see, what exactly they're looking for out of him. Because one thing that when you look at some of the advanced stuff, And this was kind of the case with Vaughn Grissom as well, not to get completely off on a tangent. But
go for it.
The consistent hard hit contact is the thing I think they need to see from Alvarez. But he works very good plate appearances. He doesn't strike out much. He has the same thing that I feel like Vaughn Grissom had to a large extent, a very good hit tool in that he can put the ball in play and he'll work at bats. He'll work plate appearances. He'll get his walks. But I just don't know that from an impact scenario and at 21 and with very little experience in the upper minors, if they're ready to kind of throw them to the wolves or take them out of the frying pan and throw them in the fire here, right. If they feel like they can either get a little bit of a resurgence from Orlando Arcia, or, you know, the trade deadline, we talked a lot about outfielders and pitchers and different areas the Braves could look to strengthen themselves, but maybe they do look for a shortstop. I don't know. It just seems to me to be something worth looking for offensively speaking, but I know I've said this before, and I, at the risk of being repetitive, if the rest of the lineup could start hitting, we'd stop worrying about Orlando Arcia so much. You get Sean Murphy going, you get Michael Harris back. Yeah. If Adam Duvall is finally able to kind of, you know, right the ship, so to speak, you're just not thinking about Orlando that much because you've got eight other guys in the lineup that you expect a lot more out of.
By the way, the staff, what are they going to do during the break? Have you had those conversations? Is Snit just taking some time and giving the guys, everybody that's not participating, obviously, in the All-Star, you know, week or weekend? What's going to happen with the staff?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, I think it's go ahead and, you know, try to get away from the game for a little while, and, you know, everybody will be back at it sooner than you realize. It's almost like you go home, you get that 3-4 days of no activity, then you got to come back and, you know, begin the second half. And I think that, if anything, kind of that mental and physical recharge and reset time is pretty valuable. And I know that those guys are looking forward to getting that and not having a coach and not having to manage the All-Star game. You know, on the one hand, you'd like to have that problem because it means you're maybe in the World Series or winning the World Series. But on the other hand, it is nice to have that time away from the game.
Hey, one last nugget for you. You see the Phillies being aggressive at the deadline? Or, I mean, they've been able to weather the storm with injuries. But what do you think their master plan is?
Yeah, I can't imagine that they don't go out there. And Dave Dombrowski's not a guy that just kind of sits around and, you know, doesn't look to find ways to add to a club.
So like a closer?
They could. Their bullpen has been a lot better this year, though, than in years past. That's one of the things that they have managed to really address, especially the last couple of years. But they just got Bryce Harper back from the IL and Kyle Schwarber back from the IL today. So from an overall strength perspective, maybe they're going to be feeling pretty good here moving forward. But I expect them to, whether it's find somebody even for their very good rotation or in the bullpen, or maybe, I mean, Alex Anthopoulos talked about this last year, even when the Braves had a great offense, what if we could add another slugger? You can't really rule anything out for a club that knows that it is very much in its window to win a World Series and has to be hungry to get back there after 2022.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.